This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming along to 10:38. You're listening to Lin and Xiaoning. We've, of course, been talking about politics and the economy, or rather how the economy might be impacted by politics, how politics is informed by the law. Basically, we've just been trying to look at it from a number of possible angles. And so joining us now for more is Professor Dr. Tajuddin Mohamed Razdi, Professor of Architecture at UCSI University. He's also an education activist and a social commentator. Prof, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Or as good as can be. So if I could just turn that back to you, how are you? What are your reactions to the day's developments?
Well, it's really not unexpected. When we look at the so-called sentiments of the Malays, and I've always complained that Amanah had completely failed to address the Malays' issues on issues of Islam and all that. Activities of people like Azmin Ali, who is very actively promoting himself. And so it has come to a head. And finally, I was also was going to say that the insistence of people like, say, Tun Mahathir and Anwar Ibrahim in wanting so badly to become prime minister, that overlooked the idea of doing the better thing for the nation. I wrote a piece today on Sin Chu saying that, why don't you just give the prime ministership to Sarawak and you end the whole thing just like that, you know, and you can have your bigger coalition. That is quite simple. But apparently the post of prime minister is so precious to so many people.
And, you know, Professor, we've always prided, Malaysia has always prided ourselves as being a multicultural society. And even the previous Barisan National Administration, or shall we say the current Barisan National Administration, was representative of this. But how do we get to the point where we're at the cusp of seeing a mono-ethnic alliance of UMNO, PAS, Bersatu come into power?
Yes, this also had caught me by surprise, especially with the Congress Maruah Melayu, which featured the public university's total involvement and support for this kind of political dominance by a single race. Even though I have been with the public university for a long time, but I didn't really think that they would level of support. And as I said, that too much dominance in terms of issues of Malay and Islam will destroy the very concept of Malaysia itself. I've always advocated the idea that we have to share our history, share our economy, share our spirituality. And this is supposed to be the way forward. But apparently, the universities themselves think that a single dominant race, and now with the so-called Islamic conservatism sparked off by Reformation of Islam, has taken its hold onto the Malay masses. And then I think we are very much in big trouble over the idea and concept of a multicultural Malaysia.
So on that note, I mean, how should we understand the schism in the Malay community at the moment between those that support Pakatan Harapan versus those who might, you know, really welcome this change, who see it as a potentially as just a return to normalcy?
Well, I think the Malay community, definitely most of them will welcome it very much, especially judging from the WhatsApp group of my friends who went to university, my relatives, who are all supporters of this Malay dominance. And as I said, it cuts across the board, whether you are Goreng Pisang Seller or you are a professor in a public university. They are absolutely going to welcome it. But the point here is that we are in an unstable situation. Where the polarization is quite terrible at the moment. And I think if Muhyiddin is not going to do something about the idea of, as I said, having this idea of shared history, a shared spirituality, then this problem will never go away for many decades to come.
So, Professor, how can we reconcile as a nation then, regardless of whoever is in power?
Well, I have said in the several speeches that it doesn't matter to me whether Tan Sri Muhyiddin or Mahathir or Anwar comes to power. We must move away from strong man politics. We are in the 21st century. We have many talented people. whoever becomes the prime minister should be a manager and be more inclusive in terms of putting in the right people, even though it means maybe to take in people from the other side to fill in certain committees and all that. And also we have the civil society, which is becoming a very strong voice in the politics of Malaysia. Even though the last few days, it does seem that the politics are centered at the Sheraton Hotel and everything will be Sheratonized in that regard. But the reality is that when the dust settles and Mujahideen has to deal with the people who are more vocal, more access to information, and they also have ideas, and they can just ignore you if you want, because ultimately in democracy, Mujahideen is just a wakil rakyat and cannot tell us what to do and things like that. So he needs to reach out and be more inclusive to all those very strong civil society group of multicultural situation.
Prof, in closing, right, to the people listening who might feel angry, who might feel hurt, and who therefore might feel further away from their fellow Malaysians than usual, you know, that there are these gaps and they may be growing wider even as we speak, what would you say to them?
Well, I say that the country belongs to us. It doesn't belong to Mujahideen. It doesn't belong to Muafakat. It belongs to us, every single one of us. Change must always and have always, I've always stressed the idea that we have to change. We have to learn about others. We have to appreciate. And when we have this kind of government, we do not stop giving suggestions of how to change, because they ultimately are our wakil rakyat. We are the boss. And we must look at the suggestion, criticism, comments in a well-mannered way, not in the way of the WhatsApp, which is very vulgar and all that, but in a professional and also, as I said, well-mannered situation, and offer them suggestions on how we can move forward. We cannot say, oh, well, it's not my government or what. This was the system that we had inherited. GE15, we should change the system where when you jump ship like what Azmin Ali has done, kick him out of parliament. That's the first thing that you do. And so we must make them work. They want it? Well, let's make them work.
Prof, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You just heard there from Professor Dr. Tajuddin Mohamed Rasti, Professor of Architecture at UCSI University, also an education activist and a social commentator. So that is it from us. Xiaoning, how do you feel after, I don't know how many people we spoke to today, it was quite a number.
Quite a few.
You know, what are your sort of main takeaways at this point in time?
Well, I'm worried about, you know, I'm a numbers lady, right? I'm all about the money. So I am worried about how the economy will fare, how the markets will open on Monday. But I'm also worried as a Malaysian, what's our future going to be like? And is that reconciliation going to be painful? Because we do know from all the conversations that we've had, it is a divided nation.
Yeah, that's my thing. You know, I worry, I feel like I have a clearer picture of how things got to where they are, and yet I feel no clearer on where things might go. You know, everybody that we spoke to had really differing hypotheses and situations, and so I think it remains to be seen how the situation develops. But I'm heartened by hearing from people like Prof. Tajuddin and that call to remember who we are as Malaysians and who our government is supposed to be, right?
Yes.
I think that's an important message.
Yeah, working for the people.
Exactly. Fingers crossed, you guys. So we are going to be here with the news at least up till midnight. That will be when the last bulletin will be. But then at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, we're going to be back. Maybe not Xiaoning and I specifically, but someone will be back to give you more analysis, more updates. We will be here as long as you are, like we said. Yeah, thank you so much for listening, you guys. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.